Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. Right now, it's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. You know, in the past, I've talked to you many times about the age of the customer replacing the age of the seller. You've heard me talk about the fact that the age of the seller was 10,000 years old. And beginning when Og decided to trade with Gog instead of knocking him in the head for what he wanted, right? That's when the marketplace was born. And that's the way basically the marketplace operated, pretty much not really unchanged. I mean, pretty much, I should say, unchanged for 10,000 years, meaning that the relationship between the buyer and the seller really didn't change very much. But then the internet happened, and the personal computer, and big pipes, broadband connectivity, and all the associated resources and applications that have come along with this. What that's done is that's given the customer power. It's given the customer control of the relationship, and that's the reason where they didn't have control of the relationship before. In the age of the seller, now they do in the age of the customer. However, it's important to note that the conversion from the age of the seller to the age of the customer has not completely happened. This is a process. Back in 93 when you were and I were first given access to the internet and were allowed to use the internet and browse around and on web browsers and create our own websites, et cetera, et cetera. All the way back then, 20 years ago, a switch wasn't flipped where you and I could just have control. Or what happens is when 93 happened, as customers, we had more control over the relationship, and our customers had more control over the relationship, right? So the process, though, has taken time because you got a lot of people out there. You got a lot of people out there who still haven't converted to the age of the customer. They're still age of the seller customers. And you have a lot of businesses out there that are still thinking about the age of the seller, they're operating in the age with the age of the seller conditions, the age of the seller practices. But the conversion is taking place. The conversion from the age of the seller to the age of the customer is taking place. Whether you're taking place with it or not is going to have a lot to do with whether you survive or not. One of the things you may start noticing is that customers are not responding to your old marketing strategies. If that's happening, then what you should be realizing is that your practices are probably age of the seller practices. If you're not getting the sales that you want, if your salespeople are not bringing back the business that you think that they should be bringing back, they're not as effective as they were at one time. If that's the case, then your salespeople are probably going after customers with age of the seller practices. If your product array, if your website is no longer serving you and or your product array or your signage, whatever, there are many things that you have to make adjustments for that are based that have to serve customers who are thinking about the age of the customer expectations that they have. They expect you to have a mobile site. They're increasingly on their smartphones. If you don't have a mobile site, then you are going to then they're not going to go to your website as much. If you have There are so many things out there that you should be thinking about that are new, brand spanking new, for the age of the customer, in the age of the customer. And if you're not, you're going to be seeing these things. You're seeing the frustration in your salespeople. You're seeing the frustration of your own numbers. And so what you have to start doing is you have to start thinking about how you're going to convert from the age of the seller practices to the age of the customer. Let me give you an example for your salespeople. Your salespeople, if they're not getting the sales that you think they should be getting, then they're probably not getting in the door to even qualify a prospect. That's probably the first thing that's happening. They're not even getting in the door. And the reason is because the customer now knows as much about you and about what you sell as they need to know before your people even get there. Maybe before you even know they exist. They've already checked you out. They already know how to do that. So how do you get in to see a customer? How does a salesperson get in to see someone like that? Well, they've got to take longer to get that first appointment. They must take longer to get that first appointment. And by nurturing a customer, or a prospect, I should say, by nurturing them, by developing them, by incubating that relationship, by contributing something to that person, contributing something to the suspect. If they think this person could become a prospect for the company, they have to take longer. They can't just walk up and knock on the door and cold call them like I did years ago, decades ago. Cold calling is dead, folks. You've got to incubate and nurture customers, or I should say prospects and suspects. You've got to do that if you're going to get in the door. Because customers are not letting you in the door if they don't think you're justified, if they don't think you're qualified. Think about this. In the old days, I qualified my customers. You qualified your customers. That's what we did, right? Today, customers are self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you. That's right. That's the age of the customer impact. And if you're salespeople, if you're marketing material, if your lead generation, if your sales training is not focused on understanding that, then that's the reason why you're not getting the sales that you should.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.